Good morning. 10:41 a.m. on Thursday, April the 2nd, 2026, here on a blue sky morning in the High Plains, east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. It's chilly in the shade, and it's hot in the sun. So, yeah. This isn't going to be a completely comfortable walk, but that's okay. That's okay. It's a walk. The point is to walk 2 miles, whether I need it or not. And of course, the answer is, of course, you need it. It's another day with cars parked on the sidewalk. Along the sidewalk, at the sidewalk. I wonder what the hell's going on in there. There's cars everywhere down that street. What the actual? I never noticed. Something down there needs a lot of parking. So, yeah, this morning when I got up, it was 38 and very high humidity. There was a lot of fog. I almost walked in the fog just because the early morning sun in the fog is always dramatic. But 38 degrees and I needed breakfast and I wanted to check in on my factory. So, yeah. Next thing I know, it's 10 o'clock. It's 10 o'clock. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I probably should do the thing. So here I am. Today's the 2nd, so tomorrow's a 3-day. And I can take tomorrow off. I did finish... Sadly, I did finish the Tunnel Rat. Still don't have the next book of Tower Bound. I should look at some other ones. Soldier's Life should have a new one of those. If not already, then soon. What's the other one? I just caught up with Heretical Fishing. That other funky one, Ed somebody. I'll have to go look. I know there's a list of series you've started somewhere on Amazon. I just need to find it again. pretty morning, I gotta say that. So, music this morning was the last part of Sting's Brand New Day album. And reading by any other name, Peter Alesso. I don't know when I bought this. Well, I could look it up. But I bought this book sometime last year and apparently never even downloaded it. Because I certainly haven't read it. I think I might have read the sample. Because there's pieces of it that look vaguely familiar. And if I read the sample and bought the book but didn't read it, I'm not sure what's going on. It might have been a book that I picked up because it was free and I read the first few pages and thought, oh, well, I'll come back to this, and then didn't. My brain is just, some days it's just pointless. Some days it's a devilment. Interesting discussion about imposter syndrome this morning. I usually don't get too engaged in imposter syndrome. My general outlook is, the people who should don't have it. And the people who do probably don't need it. Which puts me in an odd spot, because I don't generally, I mean, at one point I had a certain amount of imposter syndrome. I'm not really a writer, I'm not really an artist, I'm not really blah, blah, blah. Being exposed to people who considered themselves writers and artists and real. Yeah, I'm looking at Sifwa. I'm a little iffy on what those kinds of labels really mean. It comes back to self-doubt. And if you have no self-doubt, then there's no real incentive to improve. And I went back and forth a couple times with somebody with whom I usually agree and who usually agrees with me about the necessity of self-doubt, of a certain level of imposter syndrome as being necessary for improvement. And his perspective is that the impetus for improvement is not self-doubt. It's the gap between inception and execution. Which has a certain validity to it. But I think there also has to be some level of, I don't know if I can make this better. I don't know if I can do this, but I'm going to try. If there's no "but I'm going to try," is there actually any self-doubt? Because there's no, to quote Master Yoda, there is no try, there's only do. But still, there are courtrooms where the judge would actually argue with you. That, some cases need to be tried. Anyway, so it was an interesting mind game. It's like, do I have imposter syndrome? Do I feel like three raccoons in a trench coat at the keyboard? Sometimes. Although, not as often. Morning.
Morning.
Two aspens, three aspens, all side by side, all in a crew, all in a cluster. One of them is all leafed up. One of them has buds, and the other one is looking pretty dry. Its bark is still white. There don't seem to be any buds on it. Interesting. I wonder if it's a difference in how much water they get. So anyway, I spent a good amount of time yesterday with Roger. There was, coming up on it, get ready, stay with me, more post, there. There was a stub there from my last foray to Shackelford House, and I wasn't happy with what it did. So I broke the stub off, pushed it to the end of the file, and started over from that point. And I like it much better. I need to remember that technique. I also need to spend a little more time per day. You know, spending half an hour, 15 minutes, half an hour, 20 minutes, and pecking away until it gets sticky and then putting it down. And I think I need to push through some of those getting sticky. I find myself really wanting those long word count days, those days when I just sink into the story and it all falls out hour after hour. I may have to reinvent my word sprint spreadsheet. Because that was really useful in terms of getting a whole hour or two logged in on a semi-regular basis. I mean, I'm not going to be really anal about, oh, I got to write every day. No, you don't. In fact, it's better if you don't. But the other side of that coin is that if I don't keep it fresh in my head, then I do a lot of self-forced errors, continuity glitches, too many opportunities for Molly to become Barbara or vice versa. An interesting comment from somebody about Roger's referring to Fidelia as mum. And in the first book, I always heard him say mum. Or more accurately, mum. A sort of half-remembered media British butler. Very good, mum. Very good, mum. Right away, sir. mom is British and also American for mother. And this person was a little upset that every time Roger said mom, the perception was that he was talking to her as if the mother. That doesn't exactly match up with my understanding of the colloquial use of the word mom. I actually looked it up, and it is not that far off. But I did go through and replace them all with ma'am, M-A-apostrophe-A-M, mum. I think I did it because of his differentiation near the end of the cat, where he talked to Barbara without mom, without miss, and instead did a rather broad A ma'am. Which shows up on the page. So, I don't know. I put them all back to ma'am. I'm not exactly sure I've done that the right thing in either case. So, it doesn't really matter. Speaking of self-doubt. Dry mouth. Hello. Gosh, I haven't had you in 10 minutes. I actually bought some dry mouth lozenges and stuck them in my various coats so that on a day where I go out and I have forgotten to bring my water bottle, I at least have some backup biotin. Because the dry mouth is just obnoxious. Now this is spring morning. This is okay. This is April, April 2nd. I'm good with that. I would be better with a few April showers. I would walk in an April shower, probably. Maybe. Depending on whether it was a lovely light spring rain or pissing down. I don't have rain pants. My shoes are only marginally waterproof. My boots are not waterproof at all anymore. They probably need to be retired. That green in the ditch over here is just amazing. Emerald. Now let me get out of the way of this lady and her dogs. She's got her own thing going on here. Somebody else. I'll get for the sidewalk. Lots of grackle sounds this morning. We're Lost Sisters, Looking the Willoughby. These young crab apples are looking purple and lovely. The older one has lost most of its blossoms. It's interesting, these big ones, well, that one's kind of stunted. I think it was a replacement for one that was broken off. But these big ones have lost a lot of the lower blossoms, but the top blossoms have come in. Interesting. My maple tree has the same sort of thing going. The leaves are all out with little helicopters on them on the lower branches. The upper branches are just red at buds. Across this last street, see if I can keep from getting run over. Which way is this lady going?
Well, I wasn't expecting the wind.
Yeah.
No.
Well, it's all right.
Yeah,
probably will be. Ah, look at me. Another 2 miles on the clock. Barely 11. Good morning, good morning. I got all my wires are all frigged up. Anyway. I need to find this, there, because I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you the day after, because tomorrow's a 3-day. Forgot that, didn't you? Yes, you did. Anyway, yeah, tomorrow's a 3-day. The day after is in, with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.